All right, let's just open in a word of prayer this morning. Jesus, we want to tell you that we love you this morning. We say, Holy Spirit, come into our midst today. As we talk about you this morning, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come. We pray, Father, for those that are away, for those that are on vacation, maybe not well. Father, we pray for Cindy's family and what's going on in Cindy's family and the great need that is there. We just draw the bloodline of Jesus Christ around them, Father God. Lord, we pray for Diane this morning and the need that she has, Father, with regards to housing and finances and all that stuff. You know all those things, Lord, and we just commit this on Diane's behalf into your hands. We pray for our friend Jody, who came to dinner and a study, and the loss of her son today, Father God. And we pray that you would be the comforter right in her midst this morning, Holy Spirit. And so we love you. We bless you. We thank you that there is no word spoken by God that is without power. And so we thank you for the power that is in your word, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Before we get started, why don't you greet one another? Stand up, move around, tell somebody God loves them, pronounce the blessing on their lives. I don't know who's in the back. All right, who's got a blessing you want to share this morning? Any blessings? I heard last week was fantastic with Colleen. How many of you were here and heard Colleen? Just two of you? Wow. Yeah. Three, okay. Yeah, so I heard it was fantastic. And if you need a recap or you weren't here, it's always on the website. Anybody wants to share? How's Hopi's eye? It is healing. That's right. It is. And we are believing together as a body of believers for Hopi's total healing with. Amen. That's what we are believing and agreeing and believing, that once she gets healed, she's going to take nations, and that even the anointing and the gift of healing will be upon her in her life. Look for these things in your kids' lives. Amen. Look for them. Dorothy. All right. Well, praise the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. I know that our son had a fracture in his foot, and he went to a hospital, and they x-rayed it, saw that it was badly fractured and that he needed to go to another hospital to have something done to it. They took another x-ray and there was nothing wrong with it. They couldn't find anything wrong with it. So the text was, I don't know how they made such a big mistake. And I said, they didn't make a mistake. We prayed for healing and God healed. So I want to say hello. And we pray for healing, and then when it happens, we want to either discredit the hospital or credit the hospital when these things happen more and more and more. Cindy. Oh, that many years ago, Cindy was diagnosed with cancer and went through that battle. She has to go back every once in a while. Information. Her sister Betty and whole list of other things that are happening within her family that we are going to surround and pray and lead. And then I think some of you who are on Facebook, you remember. Young girl who used to come, she was always asking prayer for her son who was.
Don't touch that; it keeps cutting out the microphone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I stand corrected. Mike, broken. Anyway, so Cody's son was a drug addict, and now he's. I'm not touching it, and it seems to still be counting, cutting out. And so Jody, her son, died of an overdose a couple of days ago. So I don't know what her son's name is, and she's Hewitt's visited and talked with her, and she is just beside herself with all the kind of stuff that something like.
Stream of life, let the pain and sorrow